וידבר השם אל משה במדבר סיני באוהל מועד. We know the oil mode was in the midbar. Kama drushes. In the Medrash Rabbah, at the end of Ois Beis, brings a moshul. Medrash brings a pasuk, Yisal midbar v'arav, chatzerin teshev keida, yorunu yoshvei sela. The midbar and its cities are lifting up a song, they're happy, they're besimcha. Bring the medrash, lenosi, a moshul to a nosi, shenichnas li medina, a Nossi came, wants to be a melech, came to a city, the people see him, they ran away, he went to a second city, they ran away from him, went into a city which was destroyed. The Kodmu Oisoi. They came out to greet him. Voimakalsin Oisoi. And they were Meshabeachim. They were happy. Mekabel him. Amar Anosi. The Nosi said, Zu ha'ir toivo hi mikol ha'medinas. This is the best ear. It's an ear chareva. No, it's the best ear. Kan ani boine. Case. Here I'm building my kisei noi. Kan ani dor. Here I'm going to live. This is where I want to be. In the ear that was mekabel me. The ear chareva. Kach kishibar kodesh baruch leyam barach milafonov. The kodesh baruch came to the yam in the yam was bareach. Shneema hayom ro vayonis. The yam ran away. Vechene harim rogdu ke'elim. And the harim also rogdu ke'elim. Bo b'midbar charevo. He came to the midbar. Kodmo oisei v'kilsa oisei. There the midbar was mekabel Hashem. Mekalis Hashem Shneema Yisu Midbar V'Orav Chatzerim Teishev Keido Yorunu Yoshvei Sela Oma Zu Ha'ir Toivali Mikol Hamedinois Boi Ani Boi Ne Knesio V'Do Besoichoi Yischilu Smeichim Shakodesh Baruch Hu Do Besoichoi. The Midbar was Sameach Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Do Besoichoi. What's the biur in the Medrash? Medrash comes to answer why the Torah is being madgish. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar. It was ba'al ma'ed. And what's the dogish of the midbar? Davka the midbar. Because the Torah was given in the midbar. Kodesh Baruch Hu b'davka gave the Torah Bamidbar. The Midbar is Mokim Chorev. Ir Chareva, says the Medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to an ear which is built up, the Yam has its Tzura, the Yam has its Mahalach, and Afal Pi, that the Yam was Nikra, and the Yam was used to be Megalek Kod Shamayim, but the Rebbe Hashem didn't give the Torah in the Yam. And even though he came to Har Sinai, and the Etzem Mayim at Har Sinai was on the Har, but the Har melted. Ehoim Roktu. Because the Har has its Surah, the Har has its has its conditions, what it's like. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give Torah? Be'etzim, the Limud HaTorah, the Hemshech of Torah, Davke B'chinas Midbar. Davke, where there's nothing, where there's no Tzura, it's Chareva, Midbar Chareva. The Ksava Kabbalah says that one of the reasons the Klal Yisrael had to go into Mitzrayim before being Mekabel Torah, not only were they in Mitzrayim, but they became Avodim. An Eved has no Tzura. An Eved has no independence. Had they stayed in Eretz Yisrael, they were living in Eretz Yisrael, the Shivtei Kor in Eretz Yisrael. They could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, built up in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to give Torah to an Am. We know that Torah, a lot of Torah, has to be given to an Am. There's a lot of aspects, a lot of mitzvahs of the Torah, which are davke an Am. A melech, mitzvah a melech, ein melech b'loy Am. Beis HaMikdash, Sanhedrin, a lot of the Torah defines the Tzibur and the Klal, so it can't be given to Yechidim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom could have waited, and the Shivtei Kor would have become an Am in Eretz Yisrael. But then given them Torah. He says, the Ksav HaKabbalah says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done that, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been able to be Mekabel Torah. Because over the years, living in Eretz Yisrael, being independent, they would have developed their whole, the Atzura Sachaim, they would have developed a culture, they would have developed a Mahalach. And then come along, the Baruch Hashem gives Torah, and Torah is going to change everything. It would be very hard. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought us into Mitzrayim. And made us Avodim. We had no culture. We had no Tzura. We had no independence. We became a lot of people. Vayisham Legoy. Oh, but there was no proper Tzura of the Am. And he took us into the Midbar. We're vital. There's no Tzura. A Midbar Chareva. And there he gives us Torah. Reb Sadia says, "Ein uma zu uma elo mipnei Torah." What's magdir Klal Yisrael? The umas ha'olam are called goyei ha'aretzos. The nations of the world, they live in different countries, and the countries are mashpia on their tzura. Countries of Mashpia on what they're on, their culture, on their mahalach. The Goya Rotzos. Klal Yisrael was given Torah in a place which were not the Eretz of Klal Yisrael. A midbar. A makum hefke lakoil. There's no tzura there. There's nothing which is Mashpia on what Klal Yisrael is like. As opposed to all the umos, Klal Yisrael have an oretz. Hatzeinu Akadosha. This is our oretz. But it's not the oretz which makes the tzura of the Am. The Am, we came with our Torah, L'kachti eschem li la'am. First we were the Am Hashem, and the whole Tzura and the Geder of Klal Yisrael, everything about Klal Yisrael is Torah. And then we come into Eretz Yisrael, and then we use Eretz Yisrael for our Avodas Hashem. It's not that Eretz Yisrael shapes what Klal Yisrael are about. Torah shapes what Klal Yisrael are about. There's a medrash which everybody knows, but it needs a biur. We mentioned it before. In a few places, one of them is in the Psikta, Parsha Chof Aleph, says, "Bitchila holach lo yetzel b'nei Esav." The beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he came to Klal Yisrael to give Torah, went to the b'nei Esav. Omer lehem mekabli matem isa Torah. Do you want to be mekabel Torah? Omer lefonav ribonu shel olam. Maksiv bo. What's Torah? What does he say? A normal thing, lechayra. You want to accept the Torah. You want to read the conditions. What is it all about? Omer lesirtzach. Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, it says lesirtzach. Omer lai. V'chal atzmom shel oisom ha'anoshim levticham aviyem el alacherev. We can't accept the Torah which says lo sirtzoch. Kol atzmom shel oisom ha'anoshim is retzicha, shenem al chabachosichia. Amesoyra, from Avinu, from Yitzchok, the Heilige Yitzchok. That's our Amesoyra, that's our culture, that's what we're all about. Kol atzmom shel oisom Anoshim, einu el alacherev, einu nuichonim lekabelis haTorah. Achar kach holach etzul b'nei amim, b'nei moyav amim. Omer lehem mekabelim matim is haTorah. Omer lefonav ribonu shel olam, maksiv bo. No, tell us what's about. What are we being mechayev ourselves? Omer lehem lusinov. Says lusinov in my Torah. Omru loy, v'chal atzmom shel oisom ha'anoshim einam boim elami niyuf. We come from niyuf. Adog dichsiv, ater enoshtei benois loit, me'avien. Einam niyuchoyim lekabelis ha'toira. How can we mekabel ha'toira chez loisinov? Chachu holach lo eitzel b'nei Yishmael. Omalei mekabelim ha'temis ha'toira. Omlefon of ribon yishloin, maksiv bo. Omalei loisignoiv. Amru lai, kol atzmam shel oisam anoshim, einam chayim ela min ha'gneiva min ha'gezel. That's ha'panose. Adog dichsiv, yepera adam, yoda bakol v'yad kol boi. That's what we're all about. Einam yichonim lekabelis ha'toira. V'char kach bo la yetzid Yisrael. Amru lai, nasa v'nishma. Klal Yisrael didn't even ask Maksiv Bo. Omer lo nase v'nishma. Medrash Yodua. Or is a shtikel pele here? If he would have said to Bnei Esav, when they asked Maksiv Bo, he would have said, Lo Signoiv, or Lo Sinov, they would have accepted the Torah. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show them Lo Sirtzoch? V'hu adin to Aman Amoyev, tell them Lo Sirtzoch, they would have accepted. Why did he tell them, Lysinov? He was pushing them off. But Yishmael, nowadays I'm not sure, by Yishmael, Lysinov also wouldn't have been good, and Lysinov also wouldn't have been good, but I'll call upon him. What's the pshat? Teretz is, when they asked Maksiv Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put them off. He told them exactly what Torah is. What is Torah? Torah is you're to be mevatel yourself completely to Torah. And they understood what he said. Torah is lo sirtzoch amru kol atzmam shel oisam anoshim lo yivticha mevim el alacherev. Kol atzmam shel oisam anoshim einam boim ela miniyuv. Kol atzmum shel oisam anoshim einam chayim ela min agneiva. Odosim mashal ksiv ba. Ma ksiv ba. That you have to be mevatel yourself completely to Torah. Mfakeat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him exactly. Esav, you want Torah. Maksivmo, it's ksiv that you have to be mevatel yourself completely. Your etzim mitzis, your whole atzmum, your whole ikka culture, your mesoira, to be mevatel to Torah. When it came to Klal Yisrael, the Heilig of Klal Yisrael, first of all, didn't say Maksivmo. Etzim asking Maksivmo is already a pircha in Kabbalah Satorah. Maksivmo, that means, I'm an eigener mensch. The Rebbeish that comes and wants to give you Torah. Torah is Hira. Torah is the whole Yisod of the Bria, how to live in the Bria. If you say Maksivmo, that means you're not mavatl yourself to Torah. Maksivmo. What do you mean Maksivmo? It's Torah. It's my Torah. The Bari Olam. The Kari says, you want Torah. The Klal Yisrael said, of course. Nasa v'nishma. Tell us how to live. Tell us how to behave. Tell us how to build our am. Tell us how to build our kol yochid v'yochid. This is the ganze Yisod of Torah. Aber yas maksivmo. It's already possible. Aber if you ask maksivmo, I'll tell you maksivmo. Maksivmo, to be mevatel kol atzmechem. That's mashik sivmo. The Bach, the bewusste Bach, in Birchas HaTorah, Simen Mem Zayin, tells us, Kavanoso Yisparach Me'oilam Hoiso, Shenia Oiskim Batoiro, Kedei She'tis'atzein Nishmoseinu, Ba'atzmas v'ruchnias u'kedushas makar moitzei ha'toyrah. Shver el-eshoynus. What does he mean? Since the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us Torah, that we should be oisik ba'toyrah so that we become one with the etzim makar of the Torah, with the atzmas v'ruchnias u'kedushas makar moitzei ha'toyrah. Nesinas HaTorah is that we become one with the Torah. That is not two things. The Torah is our Metzius. The Torah is our Chayim, Kiyem Chayenu. I said over recently in Avad, the Maisa Shehoya, there was an Asifus Rabbonim, and one Rav stood up before the war. One Rav stood up, he gave a answer drosha. The Torah is the etzim air which we breathe. And Reb Baruch Meir jumped up and made a mechal. And he said, Torah is not the air we breathe. Torah is etzim chayim. Ki heim chayenu. The air we breathe in ourselves are two things, two separate things. Torah is not two separate things. She tis'atzeim nishmaseinu ba'atzmas v'ruchnis ha'kedushas makar ha'torah. To be Dovik by Torah means to become the Etzim Torah. There's not two things. The Talmid Chochem is Nimshal to an Eitz. Which Eitz? The Eitz Chaim. Torah is Eitz Chaim. The Talmid Chochem is the Eitz. There's not two separate things. Since therefore he gave us Torah, kedei she'tisdabek nishmoseinu ve'gufeinu b'ramach eivoy m'shoso gidim b'ramach mitzusesi shoso loisesi she'betorah. Ad kedei kach, that our guf should be Torah. And therefore, from the yesoidus of Torah, is almanos lasos. Last week, we learned in Bechukosai. Bechukosai teilechu, shetu amelim batoira. But that's not enough. Ushmatim is mitzvosai tishmeru. To trashi, tu amelim amanos lekayim. And then be mekayim. And then you have the brachas. Why? Because of a person's omel, number one. You have to work hard at Torah. If the Torah turns, you sit back on the couch and you read an English book, whatever, and it's a few maiselech and a few easy things. You don't become one with that. When you're gay on a sugya, a meilim batayra, then you unite with the sugya. Then you become part of the sugya. Oh, that's the brain and the seichel. What about the guf? The guf's left behind? No. Amanos lekayim. And to be mekayim. To live in the guf as well as the seichel. What the Torah is telling us. Ki heim chayein and se'etzim chayim. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa Minishma, the Gemara says, Yotza Baskel V'omra, Mi Gila Roze Lebonai, Shemalachi Ashores Mishtam Shimbo. The Malachi Ashores say Nasa Minishma. V'yaze, Poshet. What's a Malach? A Malach is the Shlichus for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him. The Malach doesn't have any other metzias other than the Etzem Shlichus. Malach means a shliach. When the Rabbeinu Shalom calls Raphael, he calls up Raphael. Raphael, Chava Shlichus. So Raphael, first of all, is not in the middle of some meshugala game or another program or being oisik in some dovet study. Because it doesn't say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Just let me finish the game. Just let me finish the movie. Just let me finish this, finish that. No. Raphael is Nasa. Hineini. I'm here. But how does Raphael know that he can do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do? Because Rabbi Shem, what's he going to tell Raphael to do? Go and kill someone? It's the wrong Malach. Raphael can't do that. Raphael is Merape. Raphael's whole mitzvah is to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem and Refuah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Raphael, because he knows his whole creation was to be Mekayim, that Ratzon Hashem. When he calls up Gabriel knows it. He knows he's not going to send him on a Hatzalah call. That's not Gabriel. Gabriel's job is Midas Adin. When Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael, you want Torah. Klal Yisrael came to the Akora. What is our whole Metzias? No different than a Malach. We're made and created for Torah. Breishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shiniku Reishis. Bishvil HaTorah, Shiniku Reishis. The whole Bria is for Klal Yisrael to be Mekayim Torah. And Klal Yisrael came to that Hakara. We didn't have to be Mevatel anything. We didn't have to change anything. We understood. Rabbi Shimon wants to give us Torah. Nasa v'nishma. That's our whole mitzvah. The same as the Malach. That's the yisoid of Torah. Torah is given in a midbar where there's no tzura. Because the Torah itself is the whole tzura. The Torah is chai. With the Doiris, with Golus, we get sent into different places. And sometimes, Yidden open themselves up to different influences. Goyish influences, Goyish ideas, Goyish culture. But we have a very interesting Sefer. A whole sefer, which we lay on Shavuos. Rus, was the daughter of Eglon, the Melech of Moab. The Melech always embodies the Etzim, the Kudus, the Etzim culture, the Etzim Mahalach of the nation. Rus and Orpah, two daughters, two princesses of Eglon. And for a strange reason, there's a Heilige Mishpacha come to Moab. You've got two Choshev and Choshev Bochrim, Tzadikim Gedolim. And somehow, who made the Shidduch? We don't know. And somehow, there was a Shidduch with these two Tzadikim, Machlon v'Chilion. And the Shviga, Heilige Tzadikim she'en kedugmasa. Her name, Naomi, Maser, Ne'imim, Ne'imus. It's the Lehepuch of every Shviga. Ne'ima, Ne'imus. What type of Shviga is that? You're all Bachrim. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this. Maybe I should. The Welt says, what does Shviga mean? Shviga comes to the Yiddish word zu schweigen, to keep quiet. Yesh oimrim, it's a loshen saginar. Yesh oimrim, that's an etzer to the Shviga. Keep quiet. Akoponim, eshaloyiye, you're still bochrim. Don't let your Shviga know that you once heard this vort. It's not a recipe for her to be. It's a recipe for the first pshat, not the second pshat. Al kolponim, azah shviga, azah shver, Elimelech, migdoli ador, oyo. Oh, but there's tainas. Tainas why they left to Eretz Yisrael. Tainot Elimelech. Elimelech dies. There's tainas on Machlon and Chilion. As much as they saw the chashivas in these two goyim, goyish girls, super chosh of people, well, were they marrying a goy? They were tainas. And they died. And Naomi realizes to be, go back to Eretz Yisrael. They came with all their money. And they lost all their money. Naomi comes and she tells her daughters-in-law, I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. She has nothing. And Ruth and Orpah say, we're going with you. From the Iker Midos of Moav, the Medrash says in Ruth, Pasuk says, Matzasi David Avdi. Heichon Matzasiv. To the Medrash. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu find David? Bistoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found David in Stoim. Why? Because David came from Rus, who came from Moav. Moav came from the Benois Loit. So he came from Stoim. Wait, came from Stoim? That Maisa with the Benois Loit wasn't in Stoim. Punk Faket. That whole Maisa was after Stoim was destroyed. It wasn't even in Tsoya. It was after Tsoya. They were scared of Tsoya. They left. They ran away. It was on a mountain outside. And everything was destroyed as far as they knew. The Teretz is, how could these two tzidkanias, Benois Loit, they were tzidkanias, they were mechavin l'shem shamayim, tzidkanias. They saw the world is destroyed. There won't be a hemshech to the world, that's what they thought. By Kain and Hevel, oylam chesed yibane, The erva of achoisai is chesed. Melei held. The choir were mechoyev to do what we're doing, what they did. But the pshat lechoyre is, no Beis Yaakov Meidel, even in that situation, could possibly do what they did. Only because they grew up in Sodom, with the znus of Sodom, the kilkul of Sodom, was it shaykh for them to have the havamina and to go and do it lamaisa? If the whole of David HaMelech comes out from the middle of Sodom. And that we see in the Midrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moav, you want to accept Torah. What's their answer? Maksiv bar. So Rabbi Hashem says, Loisinov. Kol atzmam shel omezu comes from Neof. It's the yesod of Moav is Neof. Neof is the lehepech of chesed. Neof is the lehepech of giving. Neof is one's own pleasure, be'etzim. It's not to be mekayim, puravu, to build a bais of avo. It's punkfakert. Midas stoim is the lehepech of chesed. Sheli, sheli, v'shelcha, shelcha. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. We're not no ger. No ger to give? Cholila. It's mine. It is mine. Why should I give it to you? Totally self-centered. Only for myself. These two princesses decide to go with Naomi. Naomi turns around to them on the way. And she says, your chesed which you did with the mason was gavaltik. In chesed. Then mevater on the ksuba. Sdoimim. From stoim to be mevater on the ksuba, then mevater. They came with her. And then she tells them, kinderlach, there's no point in coming. What do you want? You need to get married. You'll never get married if you come with me. Nobody's going to marry you in Eretz Yisrael. They hold you as a begeirus. I hold them, maybe it's mutter. I hold it's mutter. So you're going to wait till I have children. Not shayach. Go back. And Orpah heard. And Orpah went back. And Ruth says, no, I'm coming with you. And she says, don't push me off. And even if you don't let me go with you, I'll go after you. Wherever you go, I'm going to be there. Rakamovis Yiparit. I'm a Kabul, everything that Torah says, even Chiyuvei Mavis. Kol HaTorah Kula. Elukayach Elukai. Ameich Ami. To mevatel herself. She's a princess. She's used to the super luxuries of a palace. She married a very rich guy. But now they're completely poor. Seichel, Rus, go back. Opa went back. He's not a busha. You don't have to be the first one to go. You don't have to be embarrassed for your mother-in-law. She's pushing you to go back. And Opa went back. So go. Makes sense. No. All I want is Torah. She comes to Eretz Yisrael. They come to Eretz Yisrael. Shema Toima. There's a bissel covered. They came at a time, Pliyat Suma, when the Rebbetzin of Boaz was Nifter. And the Gansa city by the Leviat, what a tragedy. The Heilige Rebbetzin is Nifter. And then they look and they see this disheveled woman. They look and they see, Azais Nami? You Nami? What happened to you? You had such choshever clothes. You were so rich. You were so wealthy. Where's your Jaguar? Where's your driver? Where's your chashiva? Where's your... And Naomi stands up and tells them, Klaw, Al tikri Naomi, Kweneli Mora, I'm an Avarionis, Yotza Biyad Hashem, says B'Shabas Rabim. And Rus hears that. Rus, what are you here for? You with Mrs. Morrow, Mrs. Nebuch, Mrs. She lost all her money, she lost all her family. What are you here for? You're going to get any chashivas here? Anybody's going to be, wow, look at that, the choshiva giyores, wow, the princess. Maybe they'll get it to speak, you know, they have a mold, these things, they find some interesting ger who came from some very interesting background, and he becomes choshev, and then he gives drashas and all of them, and he makes a lot of money. No. This is Mara's daughter-in-law. What's she there for? Just Torah. And then, don't have a penny. Not only don't have a penny, why don't they have money? All right, Boaz, a super wealthy man, and he's a relation. So why isn't he sending in meals, send money, look after them? Why not? Tzorchin. Now, two would seem to why not. But he didn't. So then this princess, she learnt Hilchus Leket and Shikha and Peya. And this princess, who grew up in a palace with everything you can possibly want, she says to her mother-in-law, we're starving. We deserve matnas aniyim. And she's willing to go and take matnas aniyim. Matnas aniyim? There's no cheshbonus with Rus. Only one cheshbon. Emes, Torah, Ratzon Hashem. That's the only thing. She goes into the first field, and she sees, I can't be with these people. There's no good hashbah. She goes to the next field, can't go. Field after field until she sees a chabura of Besara mentioned. Then she goes. Now leket, Rabbi Yisai, is what they drop when they cut the wheat. When you cut wheat, very often, some of it drops on the floor, on the ground. How much drops? Different amounts. Sometimes two, sometimes one, shibboleth, sometimes three. It's matnas chinam. It's matnas anim. The anim are there, take. And you're there with other anim. Somebody else might take. So just imagine, the kotzrim are going, in Koitzer, and then they're following, just waiting for them to drop something. Can you imagine when something drops, they'll jump on it? Was Lutrus? Chazal tell us, Shemedaktik. Halach is you're only allowed to take two shibolim, not three. And what's called a tziruf? When is there a tziruf between two and three? It's on the floor. And there she is. Mizan. Oh, this one I can take. Kazan, this one I can take. You come from Snaim. Shali, shali, shalach, shalach. It's shali. It's marasanim. It's not even yours. Chaparayim, take. No. Cholile. Only, well, pi alocha. Along comes Boaz to the field. And he sees all these anim chapping. And he sees this one girl. And he's nispal from something else. He's nispal not only from the her anhogus in Leket. He's nispal from her tznius. Tznius? She comes from Mayav. Kol atzma shel umazu eina elaniyof. Rus broke every nekuda from where she came. She broke every midah from where she came. Midah stoim in chesed. There's no chesed in stoim, and she shofea chesed, chazal tell us, loy nichtav, megillah zu. There are no halachas in this megillah. Elo loy malacha, escha for oisei chesed. The ultimate chesed she does. And she marries Boaz. And Boaz was a good few hundred years older than her. Well, grace of life that she had with Boaz. And Amaisa Chazal tell us, but she didn't know this. He died the day after the marriage. Ruth had no cheshbonos, only Torah. She was mavatl, everything from where she came from. This is Ruth HaMoavia. The lehepech of midastoyim in chesed, the lehepech of midastoyim in niuf. And when she was ready, the Naomi sends her to Boaz on that night, the tznius in her hanhogis, is no yomen. She's careful not to dress. She walks in big day chayil. Nobody should see her, and nobody should notice her. She puts on the big day Shabbos only by the Goyren. She comes bitsnias and meramis. She doesn't even say to him what she wants. She makes a remes kal. Kolatzmu shalom azu en el aniyuf. She was metakin en ochanami. The halacha is my aviva lo ma'aviyo. She was that Neshama Kedosha that the Rabbeinu Shalom waited and planted in Mayav to come back to Klal Yisrael, to come to the Emes. But it wasn't such an easy journey. She had to break every aspect of Mayavius to become the Geiris Tzedek that she was. And what was she Zoicha to? Imo Shel Malchus. She brought David HaMelech into the world. The Shoresh of David HaMelech. Efshe v'ulai. A person who could be so shoylet on himself. Who is his whole background. His all the way he's brought up. His whole culture. All his midas. He just breaks ach v'rak for Torah. He can bring a melech. Because what's the tafkid of a melech? A melech is, has to write a separate Sefer Torah when he becomes a melech. V'koraboy, kol yimei chayov. Wherever the melech goes, the Sefer Torah, a special Sefer Torah has to go. Why? Because you have to be that Sefer Torah. She had that koyach to battle herself completely to Torah Hashem. She can bring a David HaMelech into the world. Gemara Bracha says, why was she called Rus? Says because she brought David HaMelech into the world, she rivsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shirov. He satiated Hashem Yisparach with his shiras and zmiras. So what's the nekudi here? The rivsa, she called Rus, she's not called Shira. Shira's a name. I laugh at the Taina, the Reb Chaim, Sechet Tzadik Kodesh Shlocha, says it's not a good name. But the Velt, you still use this Shira. Well, so you won't call, she wasn't called Shira. If she would, then Reb Chaim wouldn't have had the problem. But she's not called Shira. She's not called Smira. She's called Rus. Rifsa. What's the nekuda of Rifsa? David HaMelech didn't just write a few shirim, and that's it. There was no gvul. He satiated Hashem with his shirim. In Baruch Sha'oma, we say, "Beshirei David Avdecha Nalelcha." What's the nekuda that he was the David Avdecha? He was an eved. He was your eved. David HaMelech is called in many Kama Mekum is David Avdi. Well, what's that? That's the nekuda when we're coming to say. We are going to say Psukim de Zimra. Why is it Shirei David Avdecha? Shirei David Nalelcha. Teretz is David, and Eved is bottled to his Adon. David was mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. His Shirim is satiated Hashem with Shirim. And the Makar and Shoresh, all that was Rus. No Gvulos. There's nothing. There's no ma'avius. There's only Hashem Yisparach. V'toyrasoi. That's all there is. And she can battle her whole self to Torah Hashem. Kal Yisrael, we were mekabel Torah, we were mekabel in the midbar. We didn't have a tzura. Torah makes the tzura. But as I said, we've been in Golos for many years. We have different hashpahs from the Goy Ha'arotzos. These days, when we're preparing for Yom Matan Torah, to understand what Torah is, Torah is Gihem Chayenu. Torah challenges us, are you a Yid? Or are you an American, a Canadian, an Englishman, South African, v'chule? What are you? Be'etzim it's a chilul Hashem. The world yidden, and there's hashpahs. And some people, well, he's an American. He's English. The Americans can't get on with the English. The English can't get on with the Americans. And then, nobody can get on with the South Africans. Me make that. It'd be Michael. Well, where's it come from? We're all Yidden. We're all B'nai Torah. We have to make a cheshbon. We have to look into ourselves. How much am I a Ben Torah? I'm a Totsa of Torah. And how much am I a goy? Various ideas which we have, call them ashkofas. How much is it Torah, and how much is it ashpahs of goyim? What by us is choshev, and what by us is not choshev? Who's considered choshev by us? Some schwarzer goy who can get a ball in a net more than the other schwarzer goy? Kavach Chomer more than the white guy? Zishke Kasha. Zohar Amal. If Dar would be alive today, he'd put another perek in his book. He found the missing links. All these ball patterns, what are they? Amol, you can hear the interview them, Nebuch. Oy vey. When they don't even understand what they're being asked, and you hear how they talk, why they talk, man. Mamish, go back to the zoo. What are you doing here? Oh, it's Mashpia. Mitch watches movies. And Mashpia. Movies don't tell you. Ein lanu ela Torah, ki heim chayenu. There's no movie like that. What's the movie tell you? Culture, goysha culture, this is choshev, that's choshev, goysha ideas, and it's very powerful. You have shmir, you have re'ia. It's easy, you're relaxed, and the hashmor comes in the whole time. All the media. We're constantly being bombarded with goyisha culture. And we try to be yidden. So what happens to so many guys who learn in yeshiva? Learn in yeshiva for a couple of years, few years, whatever number you want to put on the few. Then they go out to the real world. And what are they in the real world? A goy with a yarmulke. And sometimes even take off the yarmulke when they're amongst the goyim. Then they daven three times a day. They do their daf. And they keep Shabbos. V'chule, v'chule. But what's the mensch? Is he a yid? Or he became a goy? Be'etzim, his tzuras hachayim. What's choshev by him? What's life all about? Where is he going with life? What's it about? What's the ikar hachayim? This world or the next world? The nisyonos are very great, Rabbi Yisrael. They go into that world, very, very great. If a person's not making himself, first of all, if a person's not aware that it's a massive nisyon, I'm going into the goyisha world. The grace of nisyonos. Then to prepare himself. How am I going to insulate myself from all these hashpahs? Told once a bocher, who was already an avreich actually, was leaving, going to work, and told him, you should be makpid, always dressed like yeshiva man. He wasn't so makpin in yeshiva. He said, in yeshiva, not so important. When you go out there, you have to be makpin, black and white, look like a yeshiva man. Don't let yourself break those gvulois. You have to be different completely. You have to continually feel uncomfortable. As soon as you start feeling uncomfortable with the goyim, things start breaking down. Lav davki is going to eat treif. Chas v'shalom, no. But what's life all about? What are we here for? Now, Rabbi Yisrael, here in Yeshiva Kedosha, here Gufa as well, but to think, all this business, English, American, I had a Rebbe who Keseda told us, you have to become Ois Englisher. How many times did we hear it from Reb Shlomo Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Livracha? You have to become Ois Englisher. Now probably the Americans are thinking, yeah, the English have to become Ois Englisher. And you have to become Ois Americana and Ois Canadians and Ois South Africans. You have to become Yidden. You have to become Bnei Torah. Learn from Rus. It's hard. Faket be'etzem. Here in Yeshiva, you have a shtickel mailer. Because you see different cultures, then you can look and say, okay, I wasn't brought up like that. I didn't think like that. Unfortunately, there's a dover shava which goes over all these different backgrounds. Western, narishkaitis, kumat everything shava, with all the shkorim and all the narishkait. Oh, there's certain differences you can see and think, okay. What's the emes? The way I was brought up, the way I grew up, everybody knew. Efshenisht. What's my life going to look like? What's my house going to look like? What's my mitzvah going to look like? Who am I going to be? Kabbalah Satoira. Vaidaba Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar. Break everything. All these zachen which are not Torah. Run away from it. All the culture. The stupid sports and the stupid movies and the whole culture with the media of a chule of a chule. It's all goyishkeit, Rabbi Yisai. One has to realize, Shavuos is coming. Zman matan Torah seinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah in the Midbar. Kodesh Baruch Hu formed us, Klal Yisrael. And the Chinuch says, Ein manu elo Torah. And any gdula that Klal Yisrael were oile to, was ein loy elo Torah. Godless is only Torah. The guy be'ensim, not really an Adam. The tmus Adam, not really an Adam. Atim kruim Adam. Ve'enu mezoilim kruim Adam. Torah forms us into be a real Adam. That's the challenge which a ben Torah has to look. And it's laughed after Behayom ad mochar, Rabbi Yisai. It's an avoider. It's an avoider which can take many years. And a person sees, this midah I have, this behavior I have, maybe this is a goy shazach, maybe this comes from there. As you go through life, I have to become ois goy, become a yid. That's what Torah is all about. Ki hein chayenu. That's our etzem mitzias. Torah is our etzem mitzias.